In his last years, my widowed father lived alone. By now, he wore hearing aids in both ears, making telephone conversations difficult for him. I hadn't seen him for a while. I lived 500 miles away, but a conference took me to a nearby city, and I dropped in, figuring I could stay the night in my old bedroom. But my father had unaccountably gotten rid of all the furniture in the upstairs bedrooms. He never went up there, he reasoned, so why did he need any furniture? So after supper and a long visit, I stretched out on the living room couch. My father took out his hearing aids and went to bed. I fell asleep to the buzz of my father's deep snoring in the bedroom down the hall. Then, all at once, I was blasted out of a sound sleep by the blaring of a klaxon, as if a fire engine were driving right through the living room. And though it was still dark outside, the room was lit up like a Broadway stage. My watch read 6 a.m. I staggered off the couch and down the hall, following the sound. In his room, my father was blissfully asleep, oblivious to the light and the horn. I switched off his alarm clock and his light and went back out to the living room. The lights, it turned out, were all plugged into timers, so I switched off the timers and stretched out on the couch again. When my father rolled out of the sack around 9:30, I asked him about the loud alarm and the lights. Our conversation went something like this. Him: I need it loud so I can hear it without my hearing aids. Me: Why do you set it for 6 a.m.? Him: I always get up at 6. Me: But you're retired now. You still get up at 6? Him: No, of course not. I'm retired now. I get up whenever I feel like it. That was years ago when I was working. Me: Then why set the alarm? Him: I told you, I always get up at 6. Me: But... Never mind. What about the lights? Him: In case I can't hear the alarm. Me: Can you ever hear the alarm? Him: No, not usually. Me: So, the lights wake you up. Him: No, I've never been bothered by light. I sleep right through it. Me: Then why set the lights to go on at 6? Him: In case I can't hear the alarm. Me: But you just said you can't hear the alarm. Him: Unless I have my hearing aids in. Me: But you take them out when you go to bed. Him: Of course, you can't sleep with them in. And so it went. He wasn't trying to be funny or ironic. He was just being dad. Once, years before, I had invited him to go with me to Poland, where his father was born. He said, Why would I want to go there? I've never been there. There was no making sense of his logic. For him, I always get up at 6, was the truth of a working lifetime. And who was I to say any different?